Yeah.
Hello, is Ali available?
Speaking.
Hey Ali, this is Hashem from Cardiff. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke a couple weeks back about working capital and things like that, and you were telling me about Bank of America and about the loans, and I had sent out an email to you and wasn't sure if you were able to take a look at it yet, so I just wanted to follow up with you here. Do you remember that at all?
Yes.
And I remember you were talking to me about the credit and the whole problem with Bank of America, and I just was curious if you checked us out or not.
I did check you out. The problem is still progressing with Bank of America and between the lawyers. I need to finalize and put it to bed first
Sure.
until they give me the complete okay between the accountant and the lawyer. All right. Then I can go after, certain loans or certain things that I need to take. But I need to finalize this. This is putting a very big damper on
Yeah, I'm
all
sure
my
it is.
all
I'm
right,
sure, is
so
it putting like a hold on business right now, or is it just, you
well,
know?
what it's doing is I have three major contracts to build brand new building, three of them, each one five family story building, and the other one is eight. They exceed $4 to $5 million each project.
Oh,
The
wow.
problem is, you understand that when you go into something like this, you require specific, they call it project specific insurance for each individual project, and that based always on top of the credit you have. All right.
Right.
And the type of reputation your company will proceed. The problem with all of this, it's when they will not. They will give you a super exaggerated numbers. All right,
Right.
because your problem with those banks is not done. So
Right.
I need to make sure this is done. Then I'm definitely gonna need those kind of finance to come through, because I have most of those contracts. It's net 60 to net 80 to net 90 the payment according to scheduled payments and all of that.
Correct.
So as you see, my hands are tied right now.
Yeah, you have, you're pretty full right now.
Yeah.
Where in the process are you with Bank of America right now?
Right now, honestly, between what I hear from the lawyers, and it seems like they narrow it down. The problem is documentation that they want me to produce. All right, it's through the accounting, and the accounting firm is taking their sweet time. So I think it's
Oh,
going
I
to take
see.
at least another couple of months, easy.
Couple of months, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm not going to be done until the end of November
Yeah, I
or
mean, it doesn't.
December even.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a very easy issue, too.
No. No, they screwed up on a major scale.
Yes. I mean, I'm glad at least you're taking the right action towards them, because it is on them, isn't it?
It's big time on them. The problem is, those, as much as you hate bankers doing this to you, the problem,
Right.
you still need them in my business.
Yes, I
And
completely
most
agree
of
with you.
those biz, yeah, most of those bankers finance a load of construction work.
Yes, absolutely. And even in our section here at Bank of Cardiff, that's actually one of our specialties, is construction and
What?
contracting.
All right,
Because
so
you know,
can I ask you a question? Can I
sure.
ask you a question? Do you do construction loans?
Well, by construction loan, it's a working capital loan.
Well, what I have, I have small projects like renovation of multi-family house, like two or three family house, right?
Yes.
I get approached a lot with
Of
the
course.
owners that they want us, to go and get the finance and everything for them. All right?
Right.
Whether you will use their equity in the house or put it as a second mortgage, I don't know the
Of course.
details how it's supposed to be worked, but you guys handle this kind of crap?
Of course. Of course we do. It's
And what do you
basically
require? Is it from me or is it from the customer?
Okay, so it depends on who wants the funds. So are the funds going to you or are the funds going to the customer?
Well, the customer gonna borrow this off the on the house, right?
Right.
All so right. Wanna pay for it. Let's say I produce. They want me to do the job, and the job costs them like $200 to $250, right?
Correct.
All right. So you finance me, and you put it on him to pay the bill?
No. So the way it would work there is that I would finance you. So they're not a business, correct?
No.
Are they a business?
No.
They're not a business. Yeah. So the financing would have to go through you. So basically, you know how, like in construction, obviously you know that, you know, everything is contract based, correct?
Right.
So the payment doesn't really come in until after the work is done, which is where we usually come into play. That's where we come in and we have that cash. It's on hand. It's quick and easy. And you guys get the project done and it's already funded, right? And then when you get paid, you make your profit. If that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we need that cash to do the job, right?
Correct. Yes.
So you deposit that, you give me that money based on progress, or you give it to me up front?
No, you get that money up front.
So let's say $250,000.
The entire project. If you want to, let's say you have a project, right? It's coming.
Right.
And it's going to be a $200,000 project. I already did this with another construction company. I'm giving you a very similar scenario here. They needed $200,000 for a project. And they needed it in a week. And we have an extremely fast process. So I told her, okay, you go right now. I'm going to send you an email with the application. You send me your six-month bank statements, and you send me your tax returns. They did that. I sent it to the underwriters, and the next day I had an approval for them. And the next week, they took a $200,000 loan to go do the project. So that's how I'm saying it works.
Okay. And when you finance a project like this, do you take your payment on a monthly basis?
So we have a bunch of different programs. We have daily, we have weekly, and we have monthly. So it all
right.
You're going to give us, once we have your information and I send it out to the underwriters, they're going to create a plan for you, you know, for a daily, a weekly, and a monthly, and there's going to be different payback options. So we don't have just one, like, you're stuck with this. We're going to tell you, like, okay, if you want to do it weekly, you can do it weekly. Want to do it monthly? Sure. Here's the payment on this. Here's the payment on this.
Okay, can I ask, I'm sorry to bother you. I'll keep you
on
the
phone.
Take your time. All right. All right. Are you guys located in New York?
No, we are actually in San Diego, California, is where we're located.
Well,
so we're
okay.
Give
me your full name again.
Yeah, my name is Hashem. Last name is Yusuf.
Okay, Hisham. So you speak Arabic again,
Hashem.
Right? Hashem. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, I need to ask you something. All right, my son, which is second in command. All right, He's 20 years old now, right?
Sure.
He's been with me, and I put him on this business, right?
Okay.
And and I think he's very ambitious, and he's correct in a way, but I need to do it in a better way, in a more intelligent way. He want us, since we have the know-how and the ability, and we have all the resources and all of that, he would like very much to start building or flipping properties or buy a property, and we start doing the development ourselves. He
sure.
wants us to do this for us.
Sure.
And for us, I told him for us to do this, all right, we need a bank. We need somebody to do all the paper, the money transaction for us.
Of course.
Okay.
Right.
So, are you capable of educating us and taking us through this and give us a list of what requirement and how to go by financing projects like this up to a couple of million, $3 million?
Of course. Of course we can.
You
do
can?
That. So, for... Okay. So what exactly is your question here? So what do you mean by walk you through?
All right, I want to deal with one firm, one bank, one call it whatever you want to call it. All right,
sure.
I want
sure.
you to take this firm with their know-how and combine us, put us as a construction company and consulting company, and we have a third company that we do security in the Diamond District in Manhattan. That's why most of our clients, they come from there. All right?
Right.
They all this. The problem with our clients, all right, since they are in diamond and gold business, sometimes the transaction dry out through certain amount of time of the year. All right?
Correct.
But they are extremely reliable, extremely good good source of income, all right? Mm-hmm. And they keep us busy at all time.
Okay.
All right?
Good.
I can tell you, you know, my history here, and you can see what I want to do over here. What I want to do, I want to be fully independent, okay? I want to start building for me. I want Judy Construction, whether Ali Mansa or Thomas Faisal Mansa, all right? And we can go ahead and we start building. We have exotic ideas how we can build. We got to take it, you know, whether green energy, energy efficient, all of that, all right?
Right.
We know how to build it, all right? And I want to take it to that level. The problem with that, it's going to require a lot of money. And you base your loans according to what you see on bank statement and credit, right?
Correct. On revenue, usually. So is this a business that is in the works, like you're trying to start it up, or is this a business that is currently existing?
No, it exists. The problem with it, all right, all along, we always was on the receiving end, and we let the customer dedicate what he want to tell us, all right, and when he want to pay us. Right.
Sure.
Now, my son, you know, new generation, I guess you that young too, all right,
yeah.
They more ambition, they want to do, which is perfect, but that's what I want anyway, all right? He want to start doing this, and he see the market, how it's go, all right, and he's very impressed with it. So he want to do this, all right? The problem is I need a bank. I need somebody to educate me how to work there. There must be a way. There must be a trick. There must be a million things that we can do that save us money and make us, whether the bank or us, as a construction company, we can make this kind of file.
Correct. Of course. Okay, yes. That is very doable. The thing is, for every business, it requires cash for different reasons, right? For example, when I told you about the working capital loan for a construction, it makes sense because the money isn't coming for the project until after it's done. So there, we're funding the project is getting done, then the business gets paid by the customer, you know, and makes their profit or whatnot. And you're trying to tell me that you want to start this business, it's for homes? Is that what it's going to be about mostly?
No, I want to start for commercial homes, but I want to start building small building or small malls, all right? I want to do all of that.
Okay. You want to build small malls and buildings. I'm just collecting some information. That way I can do a little more research for you a little bit later.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to do malls, buildings, commercial homes. Let's see. And you said this business is already existing?
Yeah, Judy Construction been in exist since 2004.
Oh, okay, so this is all through Judy Construction.
Right.
Okay, I see. Okay. And okay. Now the thing is, with the loans, I told you how they're mostly based off of sales, correct?
Correct.
So what would be like your initial amount that you were looking for?
I want to start with a solid million.
With a solid million. Okay. That's a tall order. That one is actually, I'm going to be straightforward with you. That one is actually very difficult to get, especially when sales are not extremely high. If I do recall, you told me that last year was around 1.2, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, based on that, like, that alone gets you somewhere in between 120 to 180.
That doesn't do nothing in New York, man. It doesn't buy you even a room.
I know. See, that's the problem. That's the thing.
Okay, let me ask you something else, all right?
Sure.
I am thinking, and he's thinking too, all right, that we should move to Florida and start this in Florida.
Oh, really? Okay. That's possible too, but I mean, it would still be Judy Construction, correct?
Yes, we're going to create another location, yeah.
Okay. That I'm actually going to have to do some research for. Let me write that down so I can take a look at it later. You have a lot of plans, that's for sure.
Let me make it very quick for you, all right? My daughter, Alexa, she's 17 years old, all right? She was granted, all right, from Embry-Riddle and NASA Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, all right? So she did so good in school, all right? Okay. But matter of fact, she doesn't have to finish her last year of high school because above 4.8 average. So
4.8?
And Buzz Aldrin himself, all right, which is, he was the astronaut for Apollo 11, all right, we're going to meet him next week. We're leaving to Florida next week on the 16th. We're not going to be back until somewhere in September. And it was an invitation from the college and all of that, and they're giving her a complete scholarship. So, you know, to think this way, my wife is in love with Florida, my kids is in love with Florida, and it makes sense for us to go buy some kind of property since she's going to be there, and my son also would like to start over there. So to buy a property over there, and he said, let's throw this in the bin. Let's say we move to Florida, all right, and we start something on a smaller scale, or transfer all of this, a second base in Florida. We save on the insurance and all of that, blah, 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 right?
Correct.
Okay, so he said, let's start over there. The property is cheaper. He looked into it. He did some research.
We've
been going down every year, right? So he said, what you're going to spend over here is not even a third of that you need over
there.
Very
true.
And you will turn a profit that's about 40% or 60%. It depends on your accuracy in containing the expense on it. All right, you will turn. Right. So we did a full study for the past 3 years, and it seems it's coming. The numbers adding up.
Right.
All right. So that's why I'm giving you a closer look. That's why we're considering Florida is for multi-purpose.
I mean, I completely agree.
Yeah, we're not going to lose foot in New York because we have a huge amount of people that we know, and we built it for the past 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So based on that, Hisham, that the thing is, I need somebody like with you that we can start keep talking about this until we put it in a way that it's going to work. You need to educate me what kind of paperwork and what I'm capable of getting, and you be with me at the same level, all right, helping me out hand in hand, and I can call you and you can tell me, okay, this is doable, this is not doable, steer away from there, even if it's going to be a fee attached to it. I'm not, as a consulting or anything like that, I don't mind.
Correct. Yes, okay. Yes, I see exactly what you're trying to do then. I wrote down the majority of everything you're saying just because I want to do a little more research on our products and what we have available that, you know, can be used for you. So when you want to do the move to Florida at that point, are you planning on, you know, selling any of your buildings or anything like that in New York at all in order to start up in Florida, or are you looking entirely to start fresh?
That's still in somehow. I have a couple of properties over here. The way I see it, it will generate a good amount of money just to lean back, all right? Because, you know, the rental in New York is different from Florida.
Yes.
All right? And I'm making money on it because I don't, basically, I don't have much of existing mortgages on it.
Okay,
so I start making money of it. So that's thing I still not completely sure how far I'm going to take this.
Okay. I was just asking because do you know how much it would cost you? Have you done the research enough in Florida to know what it would cost you to start up that first building?
It will cost me about 460 grand.
460. Okay. So that's the amount that we're initially looking for in Florida.
Yes. I mean, I can drop it down to 200, All right. If I gather most of my cash over here and I invest it over here, over there, right. I don't have to invest all my cash and all my assets, but part of it. This is another play. You know, I can think of that.
Right. Okay. Because the 200 sounds a lot more doable than the 460 at this point. But I'm going to go ahead and definitely check out all the other programs that we have, and maybe even get one of the underwriters to see if they can give me an opinion on your plan here.
But let me explain more things to you, all right? I want to speak to you when I come back from Florida, which is going to be the 5th or the 6th of September, right?
Right.
So I need you to call me after that date, all right?
September 5th, and we need.
That? Yes, I'll be in New York the 5th or the 6th, I'm not so sure.
5th or 6th.
So let's, all right? I don't know what days is going to fall on right now, but what I'm saying to you is, all right, we need to talk after that date, within a couple of days.
Yeah, because by the time you come back, you will definitely probably have a lot more information and more specifics, correct?
Bingo.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Yes.
You have my email address, right?
Let me just double check. Is it judycorp@hotmail.com?
Right.
Yes.
Just make sure, again, all right, send me a quick email. Tell me that's what date you're going to talk to me on September.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
And let's see if we can make it around 11-ish.
Around 11-ish, okay. So all around right. This time, basically, is okay.
Yeah, that's good time for me to talk to you, all right,
okay.
Because I'm in between, you know, traveling between jobs, all right, so I can talk to you.
Sure.
So at this point, whatever you have, you gathered your thoughts, and I'll gather my thoughts, and we'll take it from there. What do you say?
Yep, sounds great. Sounds good to me, Ali.
Mom, thank you so much. I appreciate your patience, all right, and I look forward, I really look forward to do business with people with high professional like you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. And I'm going to do my very best right now. I'm going to try and do my very best to see what we can get you. But I'm going to need a little more information once you finish from Florida there, for sure.
Oh, for sure. You understand this is my personal phone number, right?
No, actually, I don't. I will actually make note of that because I'm sure I bothered you a couple of times in the past week.
Oh, forget it. You're going to find me very, very effing nasty, all right? Because you have no idea what I'm facing. This
I know,
is a feel.
Sure.
My stupid secretary at one point, when she listed the numbers, she put my personal number on whether a building department and all of these things. And that was a stupid mistake. Now, I have to lose this number to transfer it because so many people call me on this.
Oh, I'm sure. Because
I have to put it as an office.
Yeah, it came up in my database as your business phone number here.
Yeah, I'm going to kill her. But, you know, that's beside the point. We'll talk. Thank you again. All right. Send me just a notation that we're going to talk when we're going to talk. So I don't forget you. All right.
Definitely.
And I keep in mind, and I would like very much if you can call me from a number that I can recognize.
This is actually the only number I have here at work. If you want, you can just save it, and you can put my name in there if you like.
No. You have any idea how many can... my phone doesn't take all my calendar. All right? Just send it to me, man, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
By the way, how's California there?
Beautiful. Beautiful. But, you know, if you brought the business here, it might need a little more money, or at least something similar to New York.
I hate you, man. All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy. Have a wonderful summer.
All right, man. Thank you. You too, Ali. Take care.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye.